With warm weather descending on New York and the unofficial start to summer in our rearview mirror, boaters have already begun to take advantage of the water across upstate. And this presents a bit of a crisis as the state regulations for boaters, which are designed to prevent the spread of invasive species, expired on June 1st. But environmentalists and state lawmakers are looking to close the gap in protections by passing legislation before the scheduled end of the legislative session on Thursday. For more on the issue, we're turning to John Sheehan, Director of Communications for the Adirondack Council. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, how are you, Dave?
I'm good. So, John, for starters, what was required by the law that lapsed earlier this month?
Well, all boaters under the law had been obligated to keep their boats clean, drained, and dried before launching in any waters of the state in an effort to try and avoid transporting aquatic invasive species from one lake to another. That was mainly a voluntary and self-policed regulation. It was something that was put in place in 2014, essentially as a beginning effort to try and get boaters used to the idea of inspections and decontaminations. After 5 years, it was due to expire in 2019, and we asked the legislature to extend it a year and keep it as it was to give us an opportunity to explain why we needed to strengthen the law and make it permanent. Then, of course, we had the COVID year of 2020 overtake our efforts to make that case last year. But we've been more successful this spring, and I'm happy to say have a replacement bill lined up to pass later this week if everything goes well.
Yeah, what is the legislative fix that appears to have emerged, and how does it compare to the previous protections?
Well, this would be actually a requirement that boaters make sure that their boats are clean of any invasive species before launching anywhere in the Adirondack Park, and that there are really two ways that they would be able to certify that. The first and easiest is simply to stop at an inspection station, and there's a network of them that's been created around the park in the last 6 years, and have them take a look at the boat and trailer, and if they deem necessary, decontaminate it before you launch. It's free, only takes a couple of minutes, and the whole experience is pretty painless. The state will also try to put together a program for self-certification. This would be similar to the one for moving firewood from one place to another, where the state doesn't want to see firewood traveling more than 50 miles. In this case, you would be able to show through a method that DEC devises after the law is passed how you have ensured that the boat is clean and ready to be launched someplace without any worry that there's an invasive species attached to it. But we expect these to be a rather robust set of regulations. The ones in place right now that instruct boaters how to clean their boats are pretty good, and we'd love to see that incorporated into any self-certification plan. I think that giving folks the option will really relieve some of the stigma here. People want to try and do this ahead of time before they leave from their home. That's something they might be able to accomplish, but we'll be working with DEC to make sure that those regulations are everything they can be.
So according to the bill text, the first violation of this measure, if it became law, is a written warning, and then the second violation is a $250 fine with escalating fines for repeated violations. But who's actually responsible for policing this measure?
Well, that has not yet been determined. The regulations at this point provide for potential penalties, but in terms of prevention, though, I think that what this does is allows both state officials and folks who are lake stewards to help to enforce the regulation. Whether DEC has a ranger, an environmental conservation officer, or other personnel available at lakes, or if they hold an inspection some random location, that's one way of going about this. I think that it's also possible for other state entities, including folks running campgrounds and private boat launches, to help enforce the law. But in many cases, they would have to report to a state official if they found a violation rather than taking any action on their own.
If this new bill does become law, are we going to be in the same position a year from now, 5 years from now, where we're going to be rushing to renew it? Or is this bill making the requirements permanent?
This would make the requirements permanent. So we won't need to come back in 5 years as a bill sunsets to try and renew it. This would be a permanent fix, and one that if we find it needs adjustment over time, we think can be tweaked without having to throw the whole program out. You know, one day we'd hope to see this happen statewide. That would be much better for the Adirondacks in the long term, because it would help to prevent a lot of what's coming to the park now in contaminated vessels from being contaminated before they got here. Boats coming from the ocean, we don't have that same kind of control, but I think a lot of lakes around the state would be interested in seeing these same kind of controls put in place, and that would help to prevent species moving from one place to another.
It seems like if there was going to be an expansion of these types of requirements, we'd have to have a comparable increase in inspection stations where people could go to get this done, as well as an increased education campaign, though, right?
Yes, and we'd like to help with the education campaign. The network that's in place now is pretty good. DEC is working with both the Nature Conservancy and the Adirondack Watershed Institute to provide a network of inspection stations on major highways that enter the park. You really can't come into the Adirondacks from very many places without passing one of these. And they're not very expensive to build new ones in new locations. It's really a hot water tank and a pressure washer. Beyond that, there's very little equipment and really a very small space needed to make it all work. And this is a proven method that is pretty much 100% effective at removing invasive species from boats. So this would really help us with what has been a sad parade of new infestations around the park over the past decade.
So until this legislation actually becomes law, we're going to be without any sort of protection. And I'm curious whether in the interim we've seen boat inspecting vigilantes pop up over the Adirondacks, or what's been the type of effort to ensure people are still getting their boats cleaned?
Well, I think the best we can do right now is that there are lake stewards and boat launch stewards in places around the park that are reminding people. There has been a fairly effective education campaign undertaken by the Nature Conservancy to put educational materials at major boat launches if they don't have a person in place there. And we're hoping to help with that in the future and make sure that the public is much better educated about what's expected once they come into the park.
And I imagine the inspection stations are still up and running for those entry points to the park, right?
They are. There's a good one right on the Northway that people could stop at exit 17 and use. It's actually between 17 and 18, but very well marked. It's at the visitor center at the southern end of the park. We are happy to see that they're at some of the major water bodies that are the most popular. For example, for a while now, you haven't been able to launch a boat on Lake George without getting it inspected. That's been the same at a couple of other places too, including up in Chestertown at Loon Lake. But it's really difficult in places like on the Great Sacandaga, where you have a couple of counties and five municipalities involved in controlling the shoreline, plus a couple of state boat launches. There's really no one entity that's in charge. So there's a need to consolidate those protection efforts and get everybody working together.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. We've been speaking with John Sheehan. He is the Director of Communications for the Adirondack Council. John, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Dave. Always great to talk.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.